everybody. I am, you can see it's dark outside. It is about 9:15, but we are in our new house. I'm hoping that I will be able to do a little webcam video, like a little flip camera video, and give y'all a little tour of the house. But right now there's not a whole lot to see other than boxes. It is crazy. Being in Alabama, moving, then going to Illinois, unpacking. I'll be in Ohio this weekend. So it is craziness, but I'm going to tell you something. First off, thank you for your prayers, for your kind, kind words, the grace that you extended for me last night, Sunday night, not having Monday's video. I just need to be with my family, and we had a wonderful time. It was perfect closure to everything. We have, even as we were cleaning our house, preparing for the people to come in, they come in tomorrow to our Muscatball house. We were still writing memories down as we were cleaning, so it was wonderful. And I love that I have a class that extends grace like that, so thank you. But back to our Psalms, our Psalm today. It has truly been stretching as well as strengthening, because I'll tell you, I read and studied the Psalm when I was on the plane back and forth to Illinois to speak last weekend. And I had already worked on their questions, and so it's been in my mind, and it's been on my heart. And I love that He is our strength. I love the way that David personalized and testified. Did you notice in the Psalm, and go back and read it again, but he, I think that's a fan flashing and that light's a little weird. Sorry about that. But he will start testifying about God's greatness and what God did for him, but then he addresses God personally, and it's like back and forth. It's like a personalized and then it's a testify, and it's a personalized and a testify. I love that about David. And, you know, I was thinking that is really how we should be, testifying and personalizing our testimony to so many people, and then just calling God, "You are, I love you, Lord." I love the way he started. "I love you, Lord, my strength." And then he says, "The Lord," this is one of those going into the testimony, "The Lord is my strength, my fortress, my rock, my deliverer, my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield. He is my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise. I am saved from my enemies." And then he's more testifying, and then he gets into that personalizing. But I want to tell you what really jumped off the page at me, and this is what has been running through my mind in the craziness of my life in the last week to 10 days. It's been this. Verse 32. "It is God who gives me strength and makes my way perfect." I love the fact that I don't make my own way perfect, but I'm going to come back to that point. I don't make my own way perfect, but I do have a part in the strength God is in my life. "He makes my feet like feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hand for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze." And then he goes into that testimony. "You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. And you stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles don't turn." And I will tell you, my path has gotten broader in the last week to 10 days because of all the craziness. He has made it so my ankles did not turn. And I have lived this scripture. But I want to tell you, as I was just, like I said, this has been in my mind for 2 and 3 days thinking about this as I started studying on the weekend. It is God who makes my arms, who arms me with strength. He makes my way perfect. It is truly up to me how strong God makes me. Because if you will notice back in verse 21, starting over to verse 24, I want to read those. "For the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning from my God." Not just a God. There's that personalized, my God. All his laws are before me, and I have not turned away from my decrees. His decrees, excuse me. I have been blameless before him, and remember what blameless means. It means redeemed. It means staying prayed up and confessed up to God. It doesn't mean without sin. The only person without sin ever was God himself and Jesus. So I have kept myself blameless before him, and I have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. That's the second time he said that verse, word for word. So let me get back to my point. I have everything to do with how strong God's going to make me, according to what I do and how I respond to God. It's not like God's going to just ignore me because I'm not keeping myself right, blameless before him, and I'm not keeping myself right, and I'm not keeping his decrees in front of me, that he's just going to ignore me, because a father can't ignore a child. A parent cannot do that. But what a parent can do is pull back a bit and say, you know, I'm going to let you flounder just a little bit. I'm not leaving your side. I never leave you and forsake you. And once we are saved, we are redeemed, we are sealed, we cannot lose that salvation. We are his eternally. But he can, with great wisdom, pull back on us and let us flounder a little bit and let us see what life is like without him. But when we do, as David said, we keep the ways of the Lord, we turn away from evil by turning to God, and we keep his laws before him, we can count on verse 32 through verse 36. He will broaden our path so our ankles don't turn. He will make us like a deer on the high places. He will make our ways perfect, and his arms will give us strength. So, and I've just lived that. And so that was my message. I just said, oh goodness, Lord, you have allowed me to live this message, because without these words in the last 72 hours, I would probably not have made it. And I mean it, not literally, because I would have, but I think you hear what I'm saying. I'm not going to give you a laundry list of all that's been going on and all that has been happening, but things are still crazy. My bathroom is not finished yet. I still have contractors coming to my house at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have not even slept late in my bed yet. But you know what? He has broadened my path so my ankles don't turn. And he has made me perfect with his strength. And so I'm grateful for that. I need to remember to stay blameless before him and keep his laws and his decrees in front of me, because he's going to reward me. He's going to reward you according to our righteousness and us keeping in right standing with God. So thank you again for your grace, for allowing me to have that extra day with my family. It was exactly what we needed. There wasn't even a tear shed as we pulled out of my basketball court today, because we had that great closure. And I just had the confidence that you guys would just completely understand. So thank you. And as always, it's an honor, a privilege, and the complete joy of my life to walk with you through God's Word, one psalm at a time.